This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the latest Unger report, how the shakeup in Disney's leadership hits very close to home. But first, 10 years ago this week, California enacted the Three Strikes and You're Out law. It mandates that anyone convicted of two serious felonies who is then convicted of a third be given a sentence of 25 years to life. Reporter Alex Cohen of station KQED prepared this report on whether or not Three Strikes has been a success.
I cannot believe it's been 10 years since the passage of Three Strikes and You're Out.
On a Fresno radio station, talk show host Ray Appleton praised the virtues of California's Three Strikes law. One of his guests was Fresno photographer Mike Reynolds, considered the father of Three Strikes. Reynolds was also the father of an 18-year-old girl named Kimber, who was shot and killed by a convicted felon, prompting him to lobby for tougher punishment for the state's repeat offenders. On Appleton's show, Reynolds said over the past 10 years, Three Strikes has had a dramatic effect on crime.
We have seen literally over 2 million fewer crimes. That is huge.
The proponents of Three Strikes say the law has not only saved lives, it's also saved money. Earlier this week, former California Governor Pete Wilson celebrated the law's 10th anniversary with the bill's author, Republican nominee for U.S. Senate Bill Jones. Standing outside the Burbank police station, Wilson said, based on the cost of crime set by the U.S. Department of Justice, Three Strikes has saved the state more than $28 billion since 1994.
For the costs of prosecution, there are dollar costs, but they are infinitely less important than the great saving in the human costs, the victims who otherwise would be a very grim statistic. That number has dropped remarkably.
California Department of Justice figures show there has been a significant drop in crime over the past decade. The murder rate is down by 45%, rape down by 29%, robbery has decreased by 56%. Three Strikes author Bill Jones says the drop is a direct result of the law.
We do have problems here, deficits and what have you, but one of the problems we have not had in the last number of years is a crime rate that was surging, and we alleviated that with the passage of Three Strikes.
There's really no reason to believe that Three Strikes was the key ingredient in the reduction in crime.
That's Vincent Schiraldi, executive director of the Justice Policy Institute and author of a new report called Still Striking Out, 10 Years of California's Three Strikes. He sees a number of potential factors in the decline of the crime rate, including a better economy, the waning of the crack cocaine epidemic, and there's just not as many people now in the age range most likely to commit crimes. There are currently 25 states with some version of a Three Strikes law, but Schiraldi says there's no proof that the law is directly connected to a drop in crime. For example, between 1993 and 2002, California saw a 38% decrease in the index crime rate. New York, where there is no Three Strikes law, saw a 49% decrease. Vincent Schiraldi.
Three strikes cost too much, does too little, and targets the wrong people.
Schiraldi's study estimates that Three Strikes has accounted for at least $8 billion in additional prison costs. And it found that African Americans were incarcerated for third strikes 12 times more often than whites. Opponents of Three Strikes also argue that the law has resulted in some gross injustices. Brian A. Smith was convicted of aiding and abetting shoplifters 10 years ago this month. Under Three Strikes, Smith's conviction led to a sentence of 25 years to life. Smith's aunt, Dorothy Erskine, says she isn't opposed to Three Strikes, but she feels it's unfair to use the law to punish someone for committing a nonviolent offense.
I feel that when people commit a crime, that they should be penalized and they should be incarcerated, but I also believe that the time should fit the crime.
There are nearly 4,000 men and women in California currently serving life sentences under the law whose third strike was a nonviolent offense. One of those people is Leandro Andrade, currently serving a life sentence for theft of videotapes from Kmart. In 2002, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled that his sentence was cruel and unusual punishment, but last year, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned that decision. That decision hasn't deterred opponents of the Three Strikes and You're Out law. Several citizen groups are currently lobbying to get an initiative on California's November ballot to modify the law so that a third strike could only apply to a violent crime. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.